Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. There are many questions this morning after a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol building yesterday, terrorizing those inside, trashing the building, and delaying the certification of Joe Biden as the next president. Four people died, and many say President Trump is responsible by repeating his baseless claims that he won the election. And NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
There are many, many people on Capitol Hill in both parties who hold President Trump responsible for inciting this failed insurrection, and they are saying that in many ways it's the logical conclusion of his repeated refusals to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, years of failures to condemn other acts of violence by right-wing domestic terrorists.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Trump now says he will transfer power to Biden on January 20th, but he still claims that he won the election. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, an ally of President Trump, has condemned the storming of the Capitol, while Mideast rivals of the U.S. say the events reflect U.S. hypocrisy. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Unlike some other world leaders, Netanyahu made no mention of Trump or his role in calling for a march to the Capitol.
The rampage at the Capitol yesterday was a disgraceful act, and it must be vigorously condemned.
In Jerusalem, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said yesterday's violence was unacceptable. He acknowledged he was leaving office.
I look forward to getting back to Washington, D.C. with our continued work on the transition.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said events at the Capitol show Western democracy is fragile. A former Syrian lawmaker said if U.S. police opened fire at the Capitol, the Syrian regime should be able to shoot Syrian rebels. Arab social media memes paint Trump as an Arab dictator. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Stocks opened higher this morning as new claims for unemployment benefits dipped a bit. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow was up nearly 200 points.
The blue chip index closed at a record high on Wednesday, despite mob violence at the Capitol, and the market's rally continues this morning. With Democrats clinching both runoff elections in Georgia this week, and with that control of the Senate, investors are betting that the federal government will spend more freely on coronavirus relief. More than 19 million Americans were relying on some form of unemployment aid in mid-December, and new claims for jobless help fell only slightly last week. Jobs that require face-to-face contact are still in jeopardy as a result of the pandemic. Forecasters are bracing for a possible increase in the unemployment rate, which the Labor Department will report tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And the Dow is up 197 points. That's up 0.6%. At 31,027, the Nasdaq is ahead by nearly 2%, up 251 points. At 12,992, the S&P 500 is up 48. You're listening to NPR News. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland to be Attorney General this afternoon. Garland's Supreme Court nomination by President Obama was blocked by Republicans in 2016, but he is considered a centrist judge, and he does have GOP support for the AG job. Senator Lindsey Graham says he will support this nomination. Biden will also nominate Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General. Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban have resumed in the Gulf state of Qatar. The talks are meant to find a way to end nearly four decades of near-continuous conflict in Afghanistan. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
The talks had paused for a few weeks over the winter holidays, but the two sides said they'd resumed in simultaneous, exactly worded tweets. Leading Afghan government negotiator Nader Nadiri and the Taliban spokesman Mohammad Naim said the sides held one meeting and agreed to regroup on Saturday. The talks are part of a broader agreement the US signed with the Taliban that will see foreign forces withdraw from Afghanistan by the spring. Since those talks began, violence has picked up speed across Afghanistan, and there's been a spate of assassinations against high-profile Afghans. That's dampened the hopes of many Afghans for peace, but both sides say they're serious about finding a resolution. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
And again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 197 points at 31,027. The Nasdaq is up by more than 2%, a gain of 264 points at 13,005. The S&P 500 is up 1.4%. That's a gain of 52 points. This is NPR.